SRN News. I'm Balak New in Washington. There are fears that the U.S. blockade of Iran ports could trigger a return to hostilities.
The standoff between the U.S. and Iran has deepened as Washington's declared it had blockaded Iran's ports and Iran is threatening to strike targets across the region. Pakistan says officials are racing to bring the sides together again for more talks. Though last week's ceasefire is appearing to hold, the showdown over the Strait of Hormuz has risked reigniting hostilities and deepening the region-wide war's economic fallout. The blockade applies to vessels going to and from Iranian ports. The move could restrict the passage of the few ships that Iran considers friendly, which have been permitted to traverse the strait as Iran has curtailed maritime traffic since the start of the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Iran war has stalled the world's economic momentum this year, likely pushing growth lower compared to 2025. That's the latest word from the International Monetary Fund chief economist Pierre-Olivier Gorinchos.
Despite downside risks, this momentum was expected to carry into 2026, and we were looking to lift up our global growth forecast. Now, war in the Middle East has halted this momentum.
And those comments today here in Washington. The U.S. wholesale prices surged last month as the Iran war drove up the cost of energy in particular. More on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Labor Department reported Tuesday that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it hits consumers, rose 0.5% from February and 4% from March of 2025. The year-over-year gains was the biggest in more than 3 years. Energy prices surged 8.5% from February. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core producer prices rose a modest 0.1% from February and 3.8% from a year earlier. The gains in wholesale prices were smaller than economists predicted. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
This is SRN News. A religious freedom group has special concerns about Mozambique and what's going on there. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with a report.
Persecution of Christians is a terrible problem in many parts of Africa, but Global Christian Relief says the situation in Mozambique is being overlooked by the international community. GCR says other leading countries need to press the government in Maputo to, quote, guarantee the safe return and reintegration of Christian communities displaced by insurgency, particularly in regions afflicted by violence since 2024. The group is urging the Trump administration to tie any aid to Mozambique to the government's willingness to address persecution. Michael Harrington reporting.
Election races for local school boards, long ignored by both voters and journalists, have become big news lately. The races are hotly contested in many states as they become forums for debates over transgenderism, LGBT books, and religious freedom, as well as religious and freedom of speech for parents. This is SRN News. Looks like there's a reprieve for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Block Communications says the Ventotoulas Institute for Local Journalism, which publishes the digital-only Baltimore Banner, has agreed to buy the Post-Gazette. Terms of the deal weren't announced. The newspaper had been scheduled to close on May 3rd. The Post-Gazette dates back to 1786. If it had been closed, Pittsburgh would have been the nation's largest community without a city-based newspaper. The Post-Gazette says it will continue to publish print editions on Thursday and Sunday. I'm Mike Hempen.
Despite ongoing concerns in the international markets regarding the war in Iraq, investors on Wall Street appear to be optimistic. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by about 275 points. The NASDAQ is up 374. The S&P 500 up by 65. This is SRN News.